Hey guys, welcome back to Cozy One Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mama of the girls. Wu-Tang is for the kids. If you know, you know. I've decided to do an episode tonight. If you don't know about this podcast is primarily about parenting and being a better parent. This season, for season 20, I'm focusing on teenagers and preteens. So if you don't have them, this will help you when you do. If you are close to it, this will help you prepare. If you are in it, sorry I couldn't come later. Here I am. Okay. This is episode 6. I want to talk about healthy homes versus single parent chaos. I had to make sure I had it right. And I think I'm the best person to talk about this because I've been raised in both. I've been raised in what looked like a healthy home, but it was full of tension. It was a married parents, but the way that they interacted was very much single life, right? That didn't help me. That still has me iffy on, do I want to get married? Now I know at 37, not all marriages are like that, but it's kind of like I saw how the dynamics can be shifted without guidance. And I'm just like, do I want to enter into that challenge? Because all relationships are a challenge. Then when you add kids in the mix, it becomes a greater challenge. And it's kind of like, do I want to do that? If you kiss me on Monday, it might be a yes. If you kiss me on Wednesday, it might be a... You know what I'm saying? But today I want to tackle the topic because there's always so much talk about what is a good upbringing, right? And a good upbringing might be different for that person. It might be different for this person, might be different for this person, right? I have to go based on my experiences. Personally, I don't want my kids to have to experience how I grew up because how I grew up wasn't always healthy, even though it looked healthy. A lot of people have a conversation about even if you're not getting along with the dad or you're not getting along with the mom, y'all still should be under one roof raising the kids so they can see a woman and a man engage and interact for the family. I was raised in a household that was doing that, which rubbed me the wrong way. There was still problems. There was still tension. Nothing was corrected. It was manipulation. It was emotional abuse. It was mental abuse. It was somewhat violent. I think I would have been a better individual not being in that. But a lot of people may say, oh, your parents are married. Just deal with it. Well, that's also not healthy either, right? Then you might have a dad taking on both roles, being a the one parent trying to do it all. We were not created solo. So yes, a man and a woman dynamic in the household raising a child is always going to be much better if it's healthy. And that's what I want to focus on. Not a dad and a mom, great household, raise the kids. A healthy household. If a dad and a mom cannot coexist, work together, be a team, parent in a healthy way, I don't think you should be under the same roof. Because what you're teaching your child is that it's okay to live in tension, that it's okay to deal with manipulation on an everyday basis, that it's okay for a person to disrespect you, say grace, pray over the food and not help out with buying the food, not help out with cooking the food, not help out with cleaning the food. The only person that I ever saw do laundry was my mom. The only person that I ever saw take me and my brother to doctor's appointments was my mom. And my dad had two cars. My dad owned his own business. My dad had properties. My dad could say, hey, I got to go do this for my family. I'll be back and come close up his shop, but he chose not to. So we have to be also mindful. One, what type of marriage do you want? Does this person that you're going to marry agree with the outlook you have on marriage? Are they agreeing to show up in that marriage the way that you want your marriage to be? I didn't learn that that conversation was not had in a healthy way until I was in my late 20s with my mom. My mom let me know that the way that she brought up the idea of marriage with my father was very transactional. And when you're transactional with a selfish person, once you're in, they feel like they don't have to respect you anymore. They feel like they own you. They feel like they can basically pull the strings. And that's what was happening. But as I was growing up, I'm just like, well, I thought he loved her. I thought he cared for her. I thought this was like her husband. I thought, you know, I learned about what their relationship was built on, and it was faulty. So you were raising kids in a relationship, a marriage that was faulty, that was negative, that shaped me for life. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I say, just because you're married doesn't mean you need to have kids. Just because you're married doesn't mean this is a great, healthy household to raise these kids. Now, I'm going to tell you straight up, it can be chaos in a single mother home. It can be chaos in a single dad home. It can be chaos in grandparents' home, because a lot of people were raised by their grandparents, not their actual parents. It can be chaos at your auntie's house. It can be chaos at your uncle's house. Just because you're around family doesn't mean it's healthy. Just because you're around family doesn't mean it's healthy, right? And so when it comes to teenagers, they will hold you to the fire of what you said, how you're showing up, how you're being disrespectful but telling me to respect you, how you don't work as a team in the household but you want me to be a team player. You got to do what you would like your team to do. You can't do things one way and expect your team to be here and you doing here stuff. Okay, you set the bar. Not your team sets the bar. You set the bar. And a lot of parents are immature. And a lot of dads don't want to show up because it's too much responsibility. And a lot of moms think me doing it myself, me grinding it out, is going to make me a better person. It's going to make my kids respect me. When really, you doing it all for your kids, and your kids are angry. Your kids are angry because you're never home. You work double shifts. And then when they do see you on the weekend, you're too tired to do anything with them. You don't want to talk. You don't want them in your room. You don't want to come to their games. You don't want to go to the mall. If they ask you a question, automatically you think they're going to ask you for something and you shut them down. And then we wonder why all these teenagers out here raising themselves in situations that they shouldn't be in. Where's their mom? Where's their dad? Their dad is working double shifts. Their mom is working double shifts. Their mom has free time, but she needs to release her tension for the week. So instead of her being in the house, she's out with her friends. The dad is a truck driver, so he's on the road. The dad is in the military, married to the mom, but the mom is living a single life as a single parent, waiting for and hoping for her husband to come home, vice versa. So even when we have men and women out here saying, oh, I need my man to make six figures. If a man is making six figures, he is not possibly going to be hands-on with your children. And if you don't have an idea that you want to be a single mom with a husband that makes six figures, but he's never home, he doesn't help the kids hands-on, he could barely show up to their games, but he could pay for it. No, you're not worried about bills, but there's no engagement when he's home. And when he's home, he's emptying his suitcase and filling it back up so he could go on a trip to make sure you got this life. Men, when you meet a woman and you're focused on what she looks like, her body, her hair, she always keeps herself up, she's a fun time, Do you ever think in your mind, is she a great person to have a child with, to become a mother? Does she want that? Is she more concerned with what a child is going to do to her body and her image than is she excited about becoming a mom? A lot of men don't think about that. So you wind up over time getting this woman pregnant that you love and you adore, and she's so beautiful. Your kid is beautiful. You're happy. But she's worried about, how can I get this body snatched so I can be back outside? And you find yourself holding a newborn while she's trying to go out to this party, while she's trying to go out on this girl's trip, while she's trying to go out to this lounge. I want to go out to eat, so can you just watch the baby? Well, we need to be able to hire a nanny to help me around the house because I can't do this all. Or you have a woman that you spend months seeing how she acts in the house. You never see her clean. You never see her cook. And you just assume by the time she gets pregnant and pops out this baby, these things are become automatic. We have to be mindful of the setup that we put children in that did not ask to be here. Now, I might not be married because I don't go out to date. But I feel like I have a healthy household. I feel like my daughters could come to me about anything. I live on a safe street. I live in a safe neighborhood. I got them things if you want me to use them things. You know what I'm saying? There's people that I can call. You know, I live close to my family. I have friends. You know? This week I interacted with one of my neighbors after like 5 years of being here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm very focused on, where am I raising my kids? What environment are they in? What type of school do they go to? Who are their teachers? Can I call their teachers? Do I have enough time to drop my kids off? Do I have enough time to walk my kids to the bus stop? Do I talk to my kids? When they come in after school, do I allow them to decompress on me? Do I help them with their homework? Am I noticing that they're having too much time on the TV, too much time on their iPad? Are they reading? Should I update their books? Am I noticing that their body is changing? Am I noticing that your breath is kicking? Can I tell them that their breath is kicking? You know what I'm saying? It's you have to be aware of your kids in your house. You cannot be like Tamia talking about, there's a stranger in my house. They came out my body, but they just upstairs. They might be in their room. They might be in their room. Do you know where your kids are? You know, at a certain age, when you have teenagers, you might want to upgrade your alarm system where it has the alerts on any windows or doors that are being opened in your house. You need to be listening for that beep beep. You need to be putting your keys in places your child cannot access them. You probably had a conversation with, do not use my car without asking. Some kids have in their mind that this is an emergency. No, I'm not going to tell my parent. I'm just going to use their car real quick and come back. It's never a good idea. So my thing is, like, I'm not going to leave the temptation around my teenager that I know might feel like they're going to use my car keys. I'm just not. Does your child know where the fire extinguisher is? The way that you talk to your child in your house, is it healthy? Can your child come talk to you? The way that their siblings interact with them, is it healthy? Is it always negative? It is always arguing. Can they play together? Can they eat together? My girls eat at the table more than I do. One, because I'm probably working. I'm the last to eat. I'm fasting right now, so most of the time when I cook dinner, that's their dinner. I already ate a salad 2 hours ago. It's 9 o'clock now. I'm not going to eat till about 8:30 tomorrow morning. So I'm not at the table all the time, but on the weekends, I try to make it a thing if they're both here to sit and eat breakfast with them. Last weekend, Anya cooked me breakfast. I prayed over it. You know what I'm saying? But I ate it. But I just don't want my kids' childhood to be stripped away like mine was. I don't want my kids growing up too fast. I don't want my kids exposed to too much. That's why they don't have cell phones and internet. Okay? And when they are in their iPads, I monitor it. You go into the shower, I'm going through that history. Especially in co-parenting, because your rules here at this house might not be the rules at the other house. How you watch and you look over your kids and you double check stuff might not be how their other parent is double checking stuff. And you need to be in communication with the other parent. Hey, I went through their iPad today. I saw this. Just to make you aware, you should have a conversation with them. I'll have a conversation with them. You got to be on the same page. I don't care if y'all not together. I don't care if this person gets on your nerves. But you have to be in communication to know what's going on in your child's head. You have to be. It doesn't make any sense not to be. The goal has to be the same. I want this child safe. You want this child safe. I want this child to get the best education they can. So do I. But there has to be a certain amount of values there. It has to be a certain amount of standards there. And that's why I wanted to talk about this topic. Because it's not a single mom problem. It's not a single dad's problem. Is not, oh, you should have got married first before you had a baby with him. Because let's say you did do that. Let's say you did get married and then had the baby. Can that woman not leave you? Can that man not leave you? Are you not the mother of a child and you're not married now? Are you not the father of a child and you're not married now? So this whole idea that because you had a baby, now get married, it's dumb. It's not smart. Yes, that's something your grandparents did because they just saw that as a different type of responsibility. We are living in a time and a generation that runs away from responsibility. We are living in a time where people won't even claim you as their boyfriend or girlfriend because they don't want the responsibility that comes with it. We are living in a time where a man can be in a relationship with a woman for the last 10 or 15 years, and to a complete stranger, he's telling them that he's in a situation. Sir, the situation is your life. Sir, the situation is you've been playing house. Sir, the situation is this woman has had your back. And the person that has had your back for the last 10 years, 15 years, you won't marry her. You won't respect her. You lie about her. You lie to her. And you do sneaky stuff behind her back. And then you have a teenager that you want to grow up and be good in the world. How will my daddy don't even respect my mom? How will my mom don't even respect my dad? How am I supposed to be a great person that you talk about, but you don't show me? And that's what we have to understand, that if you don't show your teenager how to be a good person, they're not going to be a good person. They're going to look at you like a hypocrite. And they're going to call you out the first chance they get. And teenagers are ruthless. 7-year-olds, ruthless, yes. But a teenager is ruthless. Why? Because they know bigger words. They know when to use them. They know how to get you. And they live under your skin in a different way. Okay? And I am not ready, but I know it's coming. I'm just trying to let you know how to set the tone in your household so your words can actually have some value. Right? So, this is episode 6. I feel like I have said a lot, but this is episode 6. I've been wanting to do this episode for so long because I'm tired of the arguments of how you have a healthy household, what is deemed healthy. When you have a healthy mom and a healthy dad, you can have a healthy household. When you have a healthy mother that's doing what she can and making time and space for their kids, that's a healthy household. When you have a single dad that's doing what he can for his kids, making time and space for his kids, getting his kids the help they need, bonding with his kids, that's a healthy household. When you have two people who are co-parenting, and that's a healthy household here, and that's a healthy household over there, you're going to have a healthy, confident, loved child. So stop having this illusion that raising a child in a healthy way only looks one way. It does not. There are multiple ways to raise a healthy human being. There are multiple ways to make sure that your teenagers and your preteens are confident, they're full of wisdom, they have the knowledge and the guidance from both parents or maybe one parent, and they're ready to handle what's outside your door. There should be no reason why your child is a teenager and does not know any idea of what they would want to do for work. There's no reason why your child does not know the information required to fill out an application. There's no reason why your teenager does not know your address, how to write a check, just in case when they do need to, what's proper identification, how to handle themselves in front of authority, police officers, what information not to give somebody that they just met today. There's no reason why your child does not know the do's and the don'ts of what they do in a store as a brown-skinned child. That's a conversation you need to have with your child. I don't care what your salary is. I don't care what type of neighborhood you live in. And when you live in a wealthier neighborhood, they need to know it more. Because when they see us, they don't see that, oh, their parents work here. Their parents live in this neighborhood. Their parents is this salary. They see skin. This is global, worldwide. So have the conversation. And have the conversation with your kids that don't have my skin tone. Let them know why their friends are not going to be able to do certain things. Let them know why it's not safe for their friends to be at this place this late. Or on this side of town this late. These things exist. But it takes guidance and parents who are self-aware and have that conversation with your kids in the house. So when it comes to family principles, right? Because I did write that down. I don't want to go off on a tangent because I could talk about this all day. When it comes to your family principles, what are your family principles, right? And if this hasn't been discussed with the mom or the dad, have that discussion before you have it with your kids, right? I think it's very important for you to embed love for self and love for others. Because if your child does not see the value in themselves, does not love themselves, they cannot love other people. They cannot show empathy for other people. They cannot learn how to be selfless for other people, right? Second thing, eating together and no fighting. I do not allow fighting in my house. How did I grow up in a house where fighting was just a thing? Breaking chairs was a thing. Throwing weights across the room while my mom was knitting was a thing. Breaking glass was a thing. Punching people in faces was a thing. That's the household I grew up in. My mom didn't discipline anybody. My dad did, but I didn't live with him long enough for him to continuously do that, right? And I have two Jamaican parents. And from we all know, socially, Jamaicans don't play when it comes to discipline. But my mom did. My mom played all day. She was not saying anything. She was not doing anything. She was not setting limits. She was not grounding anybody. And to be someone that craves some type of authority, to be a child who felt like if someone in here is not agreeing, being my brothers or my brother's friends over tearing up the house, my mom's not going to step up and do something. And I'm the youngest. So what did it look like me being the youngest and being the only girl saying something to my brothers who are older than me and bigger than me? They're not going to listen. And so I just knew, like, when I had kids, I'm not raising my kids where they feel like they can break my furniture, they can throw weapons at each other, they can cuss at each other, they can slam doors, and that's okay. Nobody fights in my house. Nobody fights in my house. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to eating dinner, like I told you, the girls eat at the table. Nobody eats in their room. Nobody eats in my living rooms. Nobody eats on the floor. And when you eat, you clean up after yourself. You know what I'm saying? There's certain chores and things that I tell Anya she needs to do on a daily basis that what Ari has to do is different because she's younger. She's smaller. Right? But I don't want to raise any messy girls. Any girls that feel like their room could be a mess because I just got other things to do. No, you could clean that up. You could clean that up, or I can make this room my closet. You figure it out. And I have told her that. I will come in this room and randomly check. No trash should be in this room every day. Empty the trash when you leave. Empty your hamper. Okay, the laundry room is not far from your room. All your hangers should be hung up in your closet. Your shoes should be on the shoe rack. Your floor should be clean. You know where the vacuum is. Your desk should be clean. You can have one toy in the bed when you go to sleep. Not everything. Don't leave my lights on. Close your closet door. Like, all of those things. You have to embed that in your kids. So by the time they're 16, by the time they're 18 and they move out, and maybe they get a roommate, maybe they go to college, people aren't grossed out by your kid. And let me say this as a PSA. Mothers, if your child is grown enough to drive a vehicle, if your child is grown enough to get their own job, let your child do their own laundry. I need mothers to stop trying to figure out a way to bond with their children, to lure them to their houses with their dirty laundry. My mom's going to do it. No, she's not. I wish my kids would try me like that. I made Anya do all the laundry for the house 2 weekends ago. She's 10. Don't bring your dirty laundry to my house to wash it, dry it, use my soap, pack it in your vehicle, and leave as an excuse to see me. No, ma'am. We're not doing that. I'm not doing your laundry. Okay? So teach your children early. Stop waiting. What are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? If you haven't had the sex talk with your kid, but you gave your kid an iPhone, you gave your kid a smartphone, it has Wi-Fi everywhere, you pay for the data, you pay for the monthly bill, I'm sorry to tell you, but your child's seen it. Your child heard it. Your child has seen other kids watching it. Your child has watched it. And I guarantee you, you are not checking their Wi-Fi history on what they're looking up. Because you're just in this illusion that they're not doing that stuff. Oh, I know my kid. No, you don't. No, you don't. Okay? And your child should have enough respect for you to change whatever they're watching that's cussing, that's inappropriate, or that's alluding to something they should not be listening to or watching. And if they don't, you need to check it. My mom was there when I had both my kids come out of my body vaginally. And I still don't feel comfortable watching romantic scenes with my mother. I am 37. So if your child feels comfortable listening to certain things that are inappropriate or watching certain things that are inappropriate with you in the room, I'm going to question your parenting. I'm going to question the level of respect that's being given or shown, right? Respect, this is one of them. Respect each other. Both of my kids have their own room. I have my own room. Before you come in my room, knock. Because when you go to someone else's house, I want you to knock. Before you go into your teacher's office or a professor's office, I need you to knock. And I need you to know that you need to knock out of respect. If your sister tells you, please get out of my room, get out of her room. Don't let her come tell me that she won't leave her room and she already asked you. Don't put your hands on each other because then I'm going to have to lay hands. And you're not going to like when I lay hands. You got to teach your daughters early. because you don't want to give them the illusion that because they're upset, because they're frustrated, because they didn't like what was said or was done, I'm going to put my hands on you first and then I'm going to figure out a solution next. No, you need to teach your daughters to be solution based.
Hey guys, thank you so much for checking out this podcast. This is one of many podcasts that I do. So when you support this podcast, you are supporting options that I can do with the other shows. If you're not aware, I have Cozy Womb Podcast, I have Creator Podcast. Loudmouth Stereo was discontinued, but the episodes are still up there if you want to listen. She Gets It Pod was discontinued, but the episodes are still up there if you want to listen. So What Pays Me on Bit is a book club podcast. We have The Real Relationship Report that I do with Dungeon on Stereo app bi-weekly. And then there is the one and only Wear It Right with Shan, which is my podcast where I talk about fashion and style. So when you support one, you support all. If you would like to donate to any of these shows, you can. The link is in the show notes, and I do appreciate it. It does give me other opportunities to do other things. And also, please support the website. Visit often because there's a blog on there called Thick Grits and Pods, where I upload my thoughts and things that help podcasters and creators and just keeping us where we need to be in our minds and in life. ShanBePodden.com is the website. You can also find all of my books on that website and all of the shops to go ahead and purchase merch if you like wearing what you support. And I appreciate you. Now back to the show.
Okay? These kids out here are soft. And those who know what I mean when I say soft. That means their feelings are easily hurt. That means they're very emotional. And they do things that are emotionally charged that might be dangerous, okay? And they don't forget nothing, right? Then the other principle that's for me and my household is there are no secrets kept that might snowball later. So for me as a parent, I am here to help you. But if you're not honest with me, I cannot help you. If somebody comes to my door telling me something you should have told me, we have a problem. Okay? If how you act in front of me is not how you act when I'm absent, when I'm at work, when I'm at the store, and somebody has to tell me what you did before you tell me, we have a problem. And I want to keep that honesty clear as day, all the time, from the jump, you know? I have, I know my kids' personalities already. Aya's going to tell on herself every time. She's going to come to me and tell me what she did verbatim. She's going to tell me she knows it's wrong, and she's going to prepare herself mentally for her punishment. Then I have Ari, who does not necessarily want to tell you what she did. And when somebody's coming to me to tell me what she did, she's justifying it on her way. So when you learn your child's personality from spending enough time with them, from watching them, from overhearing them with other kids or their siblings, you should understand what situations and what things your child might do. And you should be trying to curb that, address that before they outside, before they're teenagers behind a wheel, before they're at a workplace, okay? Because I've been seeing a lot of teenagers at a workplace online fighting customers, jeopardizing their job, a workplace, breaking things while they're on the clock. Okay? And the last thing you want your child to do in your absence while they're at a job is to become a big liability where you gotta hire a lawyer, put them on retainer for something your child did at a workplace because she or he could not control their emotions. And I'm always going to see kids act like that in public and say, what type of parenting was their parents doing? Because, see, I'm all for a fun time. I'm all for, you know, let's be safe and all of this. But I'm not your friend. I'm your mom. I'm your mom. okay? And there's certain things I expect from you, and there's certain things that you're going to expect from me. I'm going to talk about some expectations later, you know what I'm saying? Because there's an expectation for everybody in the household. You just got to make sure your child knows what it is. You got to make sure you know where you are, and so everything can be balanced, okay? The thing with teenagers, I would say, is teenagers want fairness. So if you're telling your oldest what they can and can't do, and then you're telling your youngest what they can and can't do, and it don't match, they're going to call you out. So be fair, okay? Boy or girl, younger or older, right? What are some standards that adults can do versus what teens and preteens and kids can do in the household? For me, it's slamming doors. Can't nobody slam doors in my house unless you pay all my bills. Can't nobody cuss in my house unless you pay all my bills. Okay? You can't invite people and friends over to my house unless you pay all my bills. Okay? I work in insurance. I know about liabilities. Okay? Anybody that steps their feet on my driveway that I invite over here, anything that happens in my house is on me. Okay? And I got two kids. What I look like with more kids in my house that you invited? Excuse you? Y'all can't see me right now, but I only got the shirt on. But I'm giving y'all a show. Y'all ain't got to know what I got under here, because it's none of y'all business. So don't be inviting people to my house without me knowing, because I need to prepare. Okay? Adults, make sure that a household can function with bills, food, cleaning products, utilities. Children supposed to help out in the home. Because you're here for free. You're getting clothes for free. You're getting food for free. You're getting your room for free. You're getting things in your room for free. You're using my internet. You're using my water. You're eating up my food. You needy. You be in my bed sometimes. So the least you can do is clean up things when you see it out of place. Sweep the floor before I have to tell you to sweep the floor. Clean up after yourself. Close the microwave. Clean the microwave. Wash your dishes. Pick your clothes up off the floor. Go do your laundry. Clean the bathroom. Shake the rugs out. That's the least you can do. Because you ain't got to pay for nothing. You know what I'm saying? Would I love somebody to go 50-50 on some bills in this house? Yes. But I'm not cohabitating with no man for the sake of me not having to pay my bills 100%. If I'm not married, I have no want to live with a man. It's just not in me. Okay? It's not in me. I don't want to play house with nobody. If it ain't legit, I want to quit. Period. Okay? If it ain't what's really happening, I don't want to make nothing happen. All right? I don't have people I'm dating come to my house all the time. Nobody pops up at my house. My kids have never seen me with someone on a date or lounging on the couch with nobody. They've never seen a man in my bed. They've never seen no man walk around my house in boxers. Like, I'm not with none of that. There are boundaries that I have for myself. And my kids can't be having nobody up in their room with their door closed. We're not doing any of that. Right? Because there's a standard. And when you have standards, you have balance and peace. Okay? Something a lot of y'all don't know about because y'all don't provide that space. Right? Adults can have late night company. Children and teenagers cannot. I don't do sleepovers. Yeah, it's not in me. Did my mother let me sleep over at people's houses? Yes. Was she too lenient? Yes. Did I see some things? Yes. Did I hear some things? Yes. Did I want to go home the whole time? Yes, because that was my personality. But I might have kids that, why I can't go over to your house? Why I can't have friends? Because I'm not a people person. I don't like to be around people's kids when I don't know their parents and I don't know how their parents function. And I'm not about to have my kids over people's houses and I'm not there. And that's just something my children are going to have to deal with and then make their own choices as they get older. But it's just too many instances of things going on in other people's households during sleepovers and friends being at the house that I'm not cool with. Okay? And I love Orange, but I'm not trying to be in no orange jumpsuit behind my kids for nobody. But I will. Gotta catch me first. Okay? And I just, that's all I'm saying. So let me have my boundaries and my standards so people don't overstep. Okay? Now, I don't do these yet because there's no reason to, but I will do them. I will have family meetings. That's a choice for a dad. That's a choice for a mom. That's a choice for people who are co-parenting. I will have family meetings because we can all get better. I'm sure there's some things my kids would like me to do better. I'm sure there's lots of things I would like my kids to do better, but I have to give it time and space. Okay? A lot of the times I end up saying things out of frustration because this is the third time I'm saying. I'm not somebody that's just yelling to be yelling. I'm not somebody that's angry to be angry. It takes a lot of you not listening, not doing what you were told, and me watching you play with my time and my patience. And that's what got me lit it, okay? And my kids know this. And I'm going to tell you more after these messages.
Thank you so much for watching this episode on YouTube, Shan and Pods. Yes, it's a channel. You can find it on shanbpodden.com and the link in the show notes. And also, just so you know, if you're an audio listener, this episode is available on audio. Now back to the show.
All right, so let's talk about a healthy home, right? Let's talk about a healthy home. Everyone in a healthy home has an expectation. And I say this because in order to know the position of who it is, kids have to see consistency. Kids have to see a person show up. And kids have to build up a trust and a faith that this person is going to do this because this is what they do, right? That's how you set the tone. That way, your son doesn't leave your household and go out in the world looking for a girl to be his girlfriend, cook for him, clean for him, wash his clothes, and him be like, well, I kind of like her. Because a lot of y'all do that. This way, your daughter doesn't go out into the world looking for someone who's probably 10 times older than her and is ready to baby her like her dad should. Because a lot of y'all do that. And a lot of y'all fathers are not telling your daughters when they're wrong, when they could be do better, and no. Telling your daughters no as a man is love. Okay, you got to teach your child balance. Because let me tell you something. You do not want a daughter out here looking for her dad and boys her age. And teenagers her age. Because she's not going to find it. But you know who will talk to your daughter? A man your age. A man 10 years or older. A man 15 years or older that has no good intentions for your daughter. So unless you don't want to see your friend at the barbershop dating your daughter, make sure you balance out your give and take with your daughter. Make sure you're having real conversations with your daughter. Okay? But this ain't about that. But I just wanted to say that. Okay? Because a lot of y'all tripping. All right. Okay. So for dads, since I'm on y'all already, for dads, there's an expectation for you in the household because I feel like men, fathers should lead, protect, and provide. Okay. Mothers provide, but it's just a little different. Men should lead. And how you lead is setting the example, setting the tone. Okay. Dads should protect their family. Provide time to their kids and their family, provide income, provide affection and empathy, okay? And let your son see that, because men can be affectionate and empathetic. It doesn't make you soft. Okay? Let's get that out of here. Okay? Be honest with your family. Be honest with your wife. Be honest with your child's mother. Be honest with your kids. Be honest with yourself. Fix things. I feel like men in a household should fix things, should teach your daughter how to fix certain things for herself, so she's not in a relationship just because a man can fix something. Just be, I married him because he has a screwdriver. Excuse me, ma'am. Get your daughter her own little tool set. Let her know she's not a plumber, but if she wants to go and become a plumber for a trade, she.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Can into her own hours and make good money, but you really just have to get to know your child's personality. Let your sons learn how to use tools. There's a lot of men that I gave the time of day that did not have tools, and I'm just like, Chantal, what were you thinking? You know what I'm saying? Teach your sons how to use tools. Teach them how to do basic things like change a tire, put oil in a car, change the lights in their car. The bulbs, you know what I'm saying? Handy things. I think fathers should have something to give to everyone in their household, whether it's an emotional connection, wisdom, empathy, consideration, right? And in turn, people who love you are going to do that for you, should do that for you, okay? Make sure you're dating your wife if you're married. If you're a man, please date your wife in your marriage. Don't let work get in the way all the time. Don't let arguments get in the way all the time. Your daughters are watching you court their mother. Court a woman, because sometimes it's a stepchild situation. Your sons are watching how you treat your wife. Your sons are watching how you treat your daughter, okay? And they watch them closely because they may or may not treat their girlfriends like that, okay? Yeah, date your wife. Don't forget that it's you and the partner that you have when them kids get grown up and they move out. Don't be strangers in your house, okay? Pay for fees. I feel like dad should have the best emergency savings on earth. So should moms, but dad should be like prepared for the foolery, okay? Mom expectation. Everyone should feel like you're a safe space for their feelings, for questions they may have, for them doubting themselves, from their needing confidence, you know what I'm saying? You should be exercising. Dad should be exercising too. Especially if you eat unhealthy things, you should be exercising too, because I don't want to be no man's widow automatically because now you want to turn down because you in your late 30s, early 40s, 50s. Okay? Treat your body with some respect. If you partake in certain things that you shouldn't, you should be exercising. You should be eating healthier. You have to balance it out somewhere. You can't just eat unhealthy, partake in things that you shouldn't, and just assume, I'll just go get married. Why? Because I hope you have insurance before you decide to do this. I hope your wife is on your insurance. I hope your kids is on your insurance. I hope it's great insurance. Because I don't understand how you would want to marry someone, commit to someone, and you've been dogging out your body for the last 25 years. And this is supposed to be your person that you want to have experiences with, see your kids graduate, possibly see your grandchildren. Are you going to last that long? Respect yourself so your teens can respect themselves. You know what I'm saying? everything in balance. Mom should be honest, understanding. Mom should be better shoppers than everyone in the household. Couponing, knowing what stores to go to for fruits, knowing what stores to go to for the best meats, knowing what stores to go to for hygiene products that can be purchased on a budget for everybody. Staying on top of bills that are coming in, that already came in and that haven't been paid, okay? Because men sometimes get busy trying to make sure in other ways. You need to be the organized one. And sometimes it's vice versa. Sometimes it's a woman that's really good financially with things, and sometimes it's a man that's very organized. Me personally, none of my exes have ever been more organized than me. I think I'm gonna be the more organized one. He just made sure I got the money to do what I need to do, okay? Personally, that's what I think. A safe home. Your kids should feel safe. You should know when the lights is out on the side of the house. You should know what needs to be fixed, you know, with the door. You should know clothing-wise what your children need, what your husband needs. Does the dog need to go to the groomers? You should be on top of things like that. What cleaning products are needed in the house? Remind people. You should, because you're the organized one, you should be able to remind your kids, your partner, what's coming up, what they need to make sure of, any projects your kids have. I have a rule where if you got a project, you better tell me a week before. Do not tell me you had a project due on Monday and this is Saturday morning, because I'm gonna be irritated, because I have to mentally prepare myself to go back to school to help you to make sure you don't embarrass yourself or us with this project, okay? Because that's one thing my mom was so good at. My mom was so good at helping us have the best projects. There's no project that I got less than an A on. You're tripping, okay? And I'm gonna do the same for my kids. Extra prepared. As kids, what is the expectation? The expectation is to clean up after yourself, clean the kitchen, clean your room. When I wake up on the weekends, I do not want to see everything that you did because you left a trail of mess. I don't want to see it, okay? Do your best in school, all right? Get enough rest. Be logical about the fact that you're not doing your best on tests because you're not going to sleep. Set your alarms prior to you going to sleep. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with friends. Know when people are not being honest with you. Are they a friend? Please know what a friend is. Have good hygiene, okay? Having good hygiene never hurt nobody. I'm lying. It hurts my pockets every month. But have good hygiene, okay? You want to be remembered for the good things. All right. Not for the girl or the boy that stunk in such and such class. Learn your lessons. Learn your lessons socially. Learn your lessons in school. Learn your lessons at home. If you ever lied to your parent, make that the first and the last time, because they're for you to help you. They are not against you. Okay. A lot of teenagers have this feeling like parents are against them. We're not against you, but we can tell when you are not mentally prepared for what you think you can take on, okay? And so we're just setting up parameters around your feelings and your body so you don't get yourself hurt. That's all it is. We don't hate you. We're not trying to block you from anything, all right? I wasn't very social as a kid. I didn't want to go out to parties. I didn't want to go to pep rallies and stuff. But my kids might. And who gonna be there with them? Me? Peeping what's going on, because I know these kids out here, they sneaky and they in things. Okay? I'm prepared for that. I'm mentally ready for that. Okay? I just want people to know, like, there is a lot of weight put on single parents to play more roles than they can. And single parents are doing their best. And I need men and women to stop talking down to mothers who decided not to abort their children or give their kids up for adoption or put their kids on their grandmothers or their uncles or their nieces because they were immature or they didn't want a parent. Give single parents credit for stepping up and doing their best. And when it comes to single fathers, do not show up if you're not doing your best, you're not going to do your best. Because you make your child feel like they're not worth it early. When it comes to fathers who are absent, if you're not going to do 110% your best when you show up, stop popping up and leaving because you're just breaking your child's heart over and over again. Come to your child, come in your child's life when you're ready. Moms who were not born motherly. You gave birth to a child, but there's nothing motherly about you. Stop popping up in your child's life because it's hurtful. Let your child be with who is going to do right by them, okay? Stop showing your child that it's good to accept crumbs of love from people. Stop promising your children things that you are not going to follow through and do. It's very hurtful, okay? And there's no need to talk down on another parent, even though they're not meeting you halfway, because I have my own experience with that too. I do not bring up Anya's dad. Most of the time when she does bring him up, she's very honest about it. I listen to her, and I don't tell her what she can and can't feel. But at the same time, I do take ownership in her experience with her biological father because that is partially my doing. Okay? Accountability. Have some accountability so your teenagers can too. Right? And my thing is more money doesn't replace a parent. Being a nicer neighborhood doesn't fill in the hole that your child feels because they're missing their mom in their life or they're missing their dad in their life. Okay. Doing more for one kid and not the other, not healthy. Okay. You need to spend balanced time with your kids. You need to do things that this kid likes, you need to do things that that kid likes, and y'all need to do things together. And y'all need to learn how to respect each other. And you need to show your child that you can respect somebody, but you ain't gotta like somebody. Okay? There is no type of band-aid for your child's emotions when it comes to a missing parent. So stop trying to fill it with toys, money, trips, being their friend, the illusion of a good time. Acknowledge that I know you're feeling a certain type of way because your mom is not here. I know you're feeling a certain type of way because your dad is not here. I know that the person that I'm dating is not your mom, but they're a good person and I just want you to be nice with them. If you don't want to hug them, you don't have to hug them. If you don't want to go to their house, you don't have to go to their house, but do not be rude. I know this is not your dad that I'm marrying, but this is a good man and he's a good person. And you can talk to him if you want to, but I'm not expecting you to call him dad. Like, have honest conversations with your kids so they don't feel like you're forcing something on them, especially if they're a teenager and they know the difference. They're not little, okay? They understand. Stop thinking your children are here in the mind when they're actually here. Talk to them with respect, and I promise you they will respect you too. My name is Shan. This is Coding Room Podcast. Thank you so much for listening and watching me. Please subscribe to my channel, Shannon Pods. I don't do every episode on here, but most of the episodes are on here. If you want to catch every episode, I guarantee you there's an audio. There's an audio, okay? But I appreciate you. I have to go wash some dishes because that's my expectation in my household is to clean dishes while the girls are asleep, keep a clean house for the next day, make sure that the things they need for their lunch are in the refrigerator or in the freezer, and just make sure I lock up the house and everybody's comfortable in their room. And that's my expectation as a mom. And it's a lot of work. I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, it's easy. I just do this and this. I need more money. I need more time. I need a nap. I need a nap in between work and the girls coming home from school so I can rejuvenate myself. But I'm trying to do the best that I can. I'm trying to work. I'm doing entrepreneur stuff. I'm working on my own business. I'm working out. I'm trying to eat healthier. I'm trying to make sure the kids are not bored on the weekends. I bought their whole fall wardrobe. I'm paying off credit cards. I'm paying 18% higher truck insurance. Like we all have our things that we're trying to balance and we feel crazy in it. But with prayer, confidence, consistency, and faith in self, I promise you, how you feel right now is not forever. Do not be afraid to ask for help, whether you're married, whether you're single, whether you're co-parenting, ask for help. Everybody doesn't have all the answers, but I promise you, sometimes if you ask, the help will show up. But a lot of parents don't ask out of pride, out of ego, whatever it is. Till next time, okay? This is Cozy One Podcast. Bye. Woo! What a show. Because woo.